The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Oh, let me restart. Sorry, I missed my cue. Okay. Hold your horses, friends. I will be singing. Okay.
Yes, okay. We are waiting for the crowd.
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grey. Ooh, the more I get of you, the stranger it feels, yeah. And now that your rose is in bloom, a light hits the gloom on the grey. Ready.
Thank you. I don't know this song, by the way, but...
You don't? I'm sure you
do.
Do
I?
Yes. Wait, I'll... Okay, wait. Let me quickly write down these two things, because I forgot to show you the building as well. Ready, talk. Oh. I will write this down, and we will get back to this after the episode.
Welcome back to Globally Local FM, episode 97, where my co-host has abandoned me to talk intro on my own. But, nay worry thee, because today, the wheel has landed us, and we will do a radio show in none other than Lisbon, Portugal! And by the way, Henry... We have quite the bar to set, because people have been asking, nay, demanding that we do this city, because we have a fan who lives in the city.
Yes.
Who I do speak with.
Excited.
Yeah. So, we will be criticized. Whatever we say will be wrong, but I will say, remind me, because I have to do it 3 times per episode, basically, to really send the message down, but... Lisbon is objectively the best city to live in. No other place on earth is as good as Lisbon, and everybody living in Lisbon is cool as hell and shall not be usurped.
That's pretty cool. That's facts.
There's definitely not a gun to my head by saying this, but...
No, you, Rudy, that looked like it was very natural and your own genuine opinion being read out loud there. So that's always good. I actually, for this... episode, have prepared an impression of the average Portuguese person. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would really like to hear it.
All right, here we go. This is my genuine attempt at being Portuguese. Hey, what's the dealio? I like my tarts. Hey, I live by the seaside.
Why do they sound Italian?
I don't know. That you don't ask me that. I'm not Portuguese.
So true. I halfway expected you to be like, okay, so here's my impression of Portuguese. Yo, what's up? I'm Portuguese.
I know one Portuguese word, Rudy. That's caralho, I think is how you pronounce it. And I'm pretty sure it means something like good person. Something along those lines.
So you're pretty sure how it's pronounced, and you're pretty sure what that means. So you're
no,
pretty
I'm not
sure,
sure
you know one word.
I'm not sure if that's how it's pronounced. Look, Rudy, I sort of, kind of, maybe don't really know one word. All right? Is that what you want to hear? Did I have to be ashamed for this?
I think that's a very nice term that you put that. Yeah, is that one word, that whole description?
All right. Well, Rudy, have you ever been to Portugal?
I have.
Well.
I haven't been. No, I have been to Lisbon. Oh my God, I'm about to get shot.
Okay.
The fear I have recording this episode, you have no idea. But yes, I have been to Portugal. We had a friend's trip not so long ago where, I'll be honest, it sounds horrible when I say this, but my core memory of that trip is that one of our friends, he could not catch a break. The break caught him. I've talked about this on the podcast, but my man, throughout the whole trip, just was not living life. At some point, we were shaving people's heads, like, because they just wanted the head shaven. And he got shaved a bit too close because one of our friends, like, mistakenly shaved too close to the skin. Then he ran into, like, he jumped into the basically the ceiling and kind of got a concussion. He had two splinters or three splinters in his foot that I had to pick out. At some point, he was a bit, I think, sick somewhere along the way. And when he got home, he also got stung by a bee on his foot. All this in a week.
He didn't have a great luck on the trip, unfortunately.
No, my guy is he's out there balancing the world out.
Well, Rudy, I've only been to Portugal once. I think it was around the summer of 2014. We visited the south coast. It was very hot, brutally hot.
Actually, same. We were in Tavira. Where did you go to?
I don't remember because I was too young and I wasn't the one planning the trip. It was one of the big cities on the south coast for sure. Like, it's, I just couldn't tell you. Like, I didn't even bother looking at the map because I just genuinely just don't know.
Oh, this was this pre GeoGuessr era? Is this the Henry that I never knew?
I guess. Yeah.
This is the Henry that actually doesn't talk about geography every other sentence.
Wow. I'm so sorry, sir, that I've hurt you this way. Let's jump into the facts.
I wouldn't have you any other way.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. So, Portugal facts. Actually, have you been to Portugal any other times, real quick, Rudy? Other than that friend's
trip? No, that was the only time.
Yes, you have been. You've been to Madeira.
Oh, yes, I have.
Sorry,
Madeira.
Just lost points.
No. Beef of the week, but the inverse. It's the candy of the month. Whatever.
Okay.
Because candy of the month, because this is a sweet, sweet memory where for once in my life, I proved that my GeoGuessr knowledge, or rather geography knowledge, won over Henry's. Because I've been to Madeira and I at some point claimed that, yeah, Madeira is closer to Africa than it is to Europe. And Henry was like, hell no, it isn't. And for half an hour, we were arguing. And then bitch went home, checked maps, and was proven wrong.
No, I was right the whole time.
No, you were not.
We were talking about if Madeira was African or European.
I did not know. Don't spread misinformation. I know it's Portuguese.
It is Portuguese. But what was it? I'm pretty sure the discussion was, if it would be considered part of Europe or Africa. Not if it's Portuguese or not.
No, it was about distance. Because I remember how it started. I said that they get dust storms from Africa sometimes. And that's like the reason why there's like a whole system of like what to do with the crops and stuff like that. Because I was told that when I was in Madeira, right?
Right.
And you were like, there can't be because they're close. Like, how would an Africa dust storm get there? I'm like, I mean, they're closer to Africa than Portugal. And you were like, no, they're not.
So the way I remember this is that we were just talking about distance to Africa or Europe. I said Europe. You said Africa. We were discussing it a bit. Then, like 5 minutes in, I looked it up, saw that you guys were right. And then I pivoted to saying it was about cultural relativity. Cultural distance.
Maybe that was that. Yes, maybe that was that.
I still remember this fondly because it was really funny to me. Because I knew I was wrong. I knew I had lost, but you know, I had to keep going.
As many men do these days.
Yes. But at least I knew I was wrong, Rudy. If that's not worth anything, then I don't know.
I wish that we would have known that you know that you were wrong back then, because that was like an hour-long conversation.
Yes, it certainly was. All right, so let's jump into the Portugal facts. Portugal is on the western end of Europe, Rudy, at the Atlantic Ocean. Portugal has actually been under Portuguese rule for a long time, according to my notes. The more you know. Lisbon is the capital and sits on the western coast of the mouth of the Tagus River. Now, here's something that I found out just as I was prepping for this episode, which I thought was very interesting. And I think you'll recognize this name, Rudy. The Vasco da Gama Bridge is one of the longest bridges in the world over water, clocking about 17 kilometers long.
I've driven over that bridge.
And what did you think?
It was honestly pretty cool because at some point, I think, was it that bridge? I think it was that bridge. When we were driving, the lights turned on the bridge the moment we were driving because it was like late evening. and it's like sequential as they turn on. It's not like all in it. Like, I don't know, it was kind of cool to see just the bridge and just like doom, 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 doom.
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. It was pretty interesting to see just for a city of the size of Lisbon that there's only like two bridge crossings, basically. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a very, very big highway on that bridge.
Yeah. Well, I guess it kind of has to be. And then this is just a kind of like a fun fact. Did you know, Rudy, in 1808, the Portuguese royalty fled the Napoleonic Wars by establishing their government in Brazil? So for a brief time, Portugal was governed from Brazil. So Portugal was the colony.
I think I did hear something like this at some point. I did not know what the exact history is, but I think I remember.
But yes, they later returned, and then that sort of cascading events turned that into the Brazilian independence wars, where Brazil got independent.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a fun fact. I am now done.
Thank you. And we are now going to the news!
All right, Rudy. I have a pretty thrilling crime article. Or, well, not crime, but thrilling nonetheless.
Well, then please go ahead.
Fourth dog in 1 week falls victim to electrocution by light pole.
What?
That's right, Rudy. Four dogs have fallen victim to electrocution by light pole in 1 week, with the latest victim surviving. But the first three dogs did die, tragically, I might add.
Let me guess first.
Did
they pee on the light pole?
This was my suspicion, Rudy, but not really, actually. Not at all.
Oh, it's the same light pole.
It was not mentioned to be the same light pole. It was... I don't know. They didn't say it was the same light pole. It was just multiple light poles, I think.
I'm intrigued.
I also thought that it was because they peed on the light pole, which, while tragic, would have been kind of funny. Sorry. but no. So the incidents have been caused by wet patches near the street lighting, with many people concerned that there could have been more serious victims, like children or, you know, people, I guess, basically. Residents have been advised to stay away from street lighting when the streets are wet, or to take protective measures like putting boots on the dog. So, from what I understand, is that this is like a puddle with the street pole next to it, and then the dog steps into it and then gets electrocuted.
And the street pole has live wires in it that are not shielded, and that's how it gets electrocuted? What kind of street pole is this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. So, the last thing, these particular street lights have been taken out of service. However, residents believe a larger scale intervention is required, as multiple street poles have been seen in poor condition, which could be the reason for these incidents.
Wow, the city kills dogs.
That's right. That's Lisbon's new tagline.
Lisbon by night. Canine killer. But okay, as an electrical engineer, I don't see how you can make a light pole that by having a puddle nearby, it can actually have live electricity through it. Like, what kind of live wires are you putting in there? They're supposed to be shielded cables.
Well, couldn't it be something like, okay, so you have the light pole, and then where it meets the ground, it's not fully sealed.
I know what it is, Henry.
Goes through.
The light pole actually is modular. They just put it on the ground, a socket comes out of it, and you just plug it in by there on the cement, and that's where the puddle is. It's all like, yeah.
But it sort of, it would be kind of that, except like, the cable inside would maybe not be shielded properly anymore due to weathering or aging.
I mean, probably, but then how would they ever do maintenance or fixes? They have to, like, find the switch and turn off the whole light pole. How do they say it? It's like, the maintenance is way more dangerous because of that, I guess. I mean, if you do it with gloves, I guess not, but...
Well, couldn't you just turn off the light pole? Like, the infrastructure would have some sort of switch off somewhere?
You can, but the thing is, with electrical wiring, is it's so fun to do when you were not the one to do it to begin with, because every single electrician has the chutzpah or the how they say it is the ambition to do it their way. Like, for example, I love him to bits, right? But when my granddad, who is an electrician by trade, dies, that whole household, I don't know. The only way we will be able to fix electricity is by rewiring the whole house, because he literally cares not about colors. He knows everything by heart. So he's like, oh, this light bulb went out somewhere, like blah, blah. He will go somewhere in the house, not where the normal switches are, and fix there because he knows where the issue is. But like, I've looked at those wires before. He's the type of guy who's like, has like two garages filled with like just clunks of like weird stuff, because he's like, oh, I might use it at some point, right? It's like the, imagine DIY wiring, but like for, I don't know, like in like an acre of land with houses in it.
Yeah.
Like when that goes down, it's so over for the rest of us.
Well, you would hope, and you would really hope, that national infrastructure would be handled a bit better than that. But I don't
know,
maybe not.
It's always somebody's granddad, you know? Or grandma.
It's so true. All right, ready? What have you got?
Firstly, I want you to, Henry, describe something. I will paste you a picture in the chat. I want you to describe that picture to the viewers, okay?
Speak to me.
Fucking hell, it's not gonna... Now, of course, it's not gonna copy-paste because Google Docs, privacy, blah, 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 annoying. So I'm gonna screenshot it because I know how to do this. There we go. That's the picture. Describe it.
Oh, this looks like, it first looked like someone doing sort of like a backflip to me, but upon clicking on this picture and zooming into it, it looks like it's a row of guys and they're just standing braced to get like mowed down by a bull, an angry bull coming straight at them. And one,
they also look copy-pasted.
Yes, they do. And one unfortunate man has already been struck, and the spectators don't look very impressed, really. They kind of couldn't care less.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, nice buns on display there, but they
That's
all look
true.
The same. They have very up until the knee white socks, black shoes, brown tight pants on them, and then red vests on top. They all look exactly the same, literally like brown hair or Caucasian men, and then the spectators are somewhat the same, but look to be some kind of oligarchs, to be honest. And there's a bull. They're all standing in a line, and the bull is mowing down them. So, Villa Franca de Chira will host the 35th week of bullfighting culture between March 21st and 28th. So by the time this comes out, it might already be gone, but an initiative promoted by the city council in partnership with the Villa Francese Bullfighting Club. So it's about cultural tradition, apparently, which is a thing here in Portugal, right? And what do you think of these kind of things? Because Spain also does this, right? Like the bullfighting mm-hmm. scene. Or the bull run, I think that Spain does it in certain cities. I don't know if that's the same in Portugal, but what do you think of this kind of stuff?
I feel like as a person, speaking as my experience as a person, I would not want to be hit by a bull. And therefore, I would not like to be put in a situation where I would be hit by a bull. And as an extension, I would not put a bull in a situation where they could hit someone. That's my thoughts.
Would you go and watch this sport?
I would say no, but maybe. I feel like no, but sort of as like a cultural thing, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I feel like rather not, ultimately.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, I'll say I'll pay $5 to see somebody impaled. Why not?
Yeah. No thanks, actually, is my firm stance now, suddenly.
No. I think they also somehow, like, for the lack of a better term, childproof the horns. I think that's, like, kind of almost impossible. And also the people who are in the arena, they know what they're doing, I would assume. At least, not maybe how they say it is to completely evade any kind of injuries, but they know what they're doing to a better extent than what I would be doing against that bull.
Yes.
That being said, I've seen that Bugs Bunny episode, one of my favorite cartoon episodes as a child, where he was against the bull in the arena. I know what to do.
I'm glad you remember so well, Rudy.
Yeah, but this was a segue. Henry,
yeah.
I have queued up a BuzzFeed quiz about, okay. You know that men the manosphere these days, there's this question relying on like, oh my God, what would you fight better? Like this or that animal? Who would you go against more? Like what could you win, you know? So yeah. I'm going to give you a couple of animals and you tell me which one you'd rather fight and why.
Okay, so speak to me.
A grizzly bear or a lion?
A lion, I guess. Just because I feel like a grizzly bear just like is big. And a lion, I feel like I could still... I could get like a kick in versus a lion. A bear just kind of like obliterates.
So it's basically
you.
Like in terms of turns, the grizzly bear just mows you down immediately, whilst against the lion you have one kick in and then it mows you down.
Yeah, I'm not winning against either, but the grizzly bear is sure to like destroy me quicker than a lion, I think.
Yeah, those are basically moving tanks with conscious. Yeah.
And do I win the question? Have I won?
There's no winning in these questions. The whole point is that people who try to debate this truthfully, I'm telling you now, listeners, not a single human, just as is, survives against any of these animals. But would you rather fight a walrus or a warthog?
A walrus, because I can like walk away, right?
They blubber fast. Have you seen the documentaries? When they want to schmoove, they schmoove.
No, but I feel like I could out-schmoove even if they're blubbering, you know?
Fair enough, fair enough. But well, if it gets to you, I feel like it's a painful death.
Although a warthog, it would be kind of not that mobile, right? It's just charging in a straight line.
I guess so. I don't think it can... I actually don't know much about warthogs, but I would assume it's not... How do I say it? It's the most intelligent animal.
I feel like you could just outsmart it, to be honest. Just like our ancestors, the cavemen, did, you know. I'm looking up to the sky thinking of my great, 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 great. I could keep going for a while, grandpa, but he would have dodged the fuck out of that warthog and then he would have eaten his ass for breakfast.
That's so true, bestie. So true, bestie. Okay, between a crocodile and a hippo.
That's probably crocodile, because like a hippo, same logic as the grizzly bear. He's just hippo strong, and crocodile, I feel like I could just poke his eyes out at least.
You want to get near those eyes? I think you're kind of dead.
Well, if I'm...
crocodiles have that like death grip, right?
Yeah.
Hippos,
but then I come in with my
want.
Little dental sledgehammer and hit him with a yeah.
My little dental sledgehammer. Yeah, okay. And yeah. Last but not least, for this one, assume they're both the same size. And I mean same size, let's say leg to leg, your arm span. Spider or octopus?
Octopus, because I would be kind of small for an octopus. Whereas it would be a gigantic spider.
Yes, I also feel, well, an octopus, the thing is, I was thinking about this one the most. It's intrigued me the most. So a spider moves fucking fast, right? And they're like, they're scary looking. I feel like the fear factor there is like real, you know? When I see something like that moving my way, it's not even about instinct. It's more about like, that shit looks scary. But
spider would
in
probably
terms
be
of
the
fighting,
better
if you get like, if you get like one good axe swing, let's say, it's done, right? You just have to hit it middle. That's essentially the octopus. However, everybody knows this. Those freaky guys, they can do anything. I think I'm not sure, but if you chop off an octopus's leg, I think it still moves around, right? Not the leg itself, but the octopus. It doesn't get like
die.
It doesn't die.
Yeah, I mean that's probably true, but like still.
And also the way it moves, it literally can move like his arms like consciously in different directions at the same time, so you can never predict what it does. If you're in water with that, and if it tries to get on your like face, I think you're just dead.
Well, here's the thing. If you're fighting in water, then yeah, you're definitely losing. But if you're fighting on land, then I feel like it's kind of like free.
So yeah, I mean,
there's no even ground
is...
with an octopus.
Yeah.
And I actually agree with the spider. It's... That would be scary as heck, but if you give it one good kick to the head, it's probably dead.
Yeah. Yeah, well, congratulations. You have survived this test of, common sense.
Come on.
Yeah, and that's about it. I mean, I have one more article, but it's not that interesting, to be honest.
All right. Do we want to jump to the ad?
Or
one more article? Because I do have another one as well that you would love, actually.
Let's jump to the ad. But you don't have it prepared, so I can just listen to the article while the listeners don't.
All right. Well, the title of the article was Lisbon Firefighters Getting Naked for a Good Cause.
Yo, yo, yo!
I smell a scent.
Have you got anything? You know, the weather's starting to turn. With the coming rain, you won't be able to rely on your sense of smell.
All the more reason to keep going now, while we still can. Wait a minute. What's this? Wow. That beautiful green leaf. The shimmering rain droplets coming off of it. It's unmistakable. It must be close. It has to be here. We've got it now. There's no more running.
They're silent when hiding, but when they're found, they scream. Henry's Premium Carrots, available in a grocery store near you.
Yes! Yes! That's really good. That's really good.
Thank you, sir.
That is very original as well. I like that. I like that a lot. Damn, now I want the carrot. Okay, thoughts. I have a mental image that I'm about to paint you. Thoughts.
Yeah.
Mentally and by the vibe. Mentally and by the vibe.
Yeah.
Bananas and carrots, same thing.
I would disagree. I get where you're coming from. There's similarity, but it's just the fact that bananas are soft and carrots are not. Makes it difficult to...
Both can change.
I've never seen a hard banana.
Get the greenest banana, you know, or overboil a carrot.
That's true. I guess, but even like a soft carrot doesn't have that banana.
No, I would not eat a soft carrot to begin with. Imagine a limp carrot. Just imagine.
No, I don't mind like a chopped up carrot piece in like a curry, for example, but I prefer eating my carrots raw.
That's fine, but I meant more like just a full carrot, just boiled.
That sounds horrific. I don't even want to see what that looks like. Biting into that, just the thought of it makes me want to yak, Rudy. I'm sorry to say. All right. Well, I guess that brings us to the quiz, I think.
You seem very excited about it.
I am excited, actually. Rudy, the Vasco da Gama Bridge is one of the longest bridges over water. How long is it?
I don't remember the number.
It is 70 kilometers long.
Oh!
Rudy, what is the name of the popular Portuguese custard tarts?
I am about to get you. Is it? Wait.
He's opening his third eye. Pastel de natas. People. He's got it.
Ah! Yes, I live.
He survives the Portuguese wrath today. All right, Rudy. This is a big one. If you are a dog and it is raining, would you walk around in Lisbon?
If it's raining, though, it's not a... Well, I puddles make from rain. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. This one was actually open to interpretation, so...
With shoes, I would.
Very good, Rudy. So that's a point as far as I'm concerned. And then the final question, Rudy. I had mentioned that I had visited Portugal when I was younger. What year did I visit Lisbon?
2014.
You're wrong, Rudy. I didn't visit Lisbon. I just visited the south coast. You have been...
I swear to God!
Oh.
You little. You know what I have to say to you?
Yeah.
Shame on you. Lisbon is the best city in the world. That's the second time.
Look, I can't help it that I've never been. Okay. I just haven't. What can I say? To the great people of Lisbon.
You literally could, though.
To the best people of Lisbon, I say, I am sorry that I have not graced you with my presence. I'm sure it's cool.
Humblest of kings.
All right, Rudy, my local business recommendation. I am a sucker for bakeries. You did just mention the pastel de nata. So my recommendation is, and I just picked a random bakery off of Google, is Monte Garia. To stock up on tarts, it looked pretty good, and we love a tasty treat.
Okay, for my local business, Ramiro. That's my recommendation. On Google Maps, says it's a restaurant, but hey, if you find yourself a Ramiro that's not a restaurant, have fun, y'all. When in Lisbon.
And my radio recommendation is a Radio Paranoia. If you feel like you're constantly being followed or that the world is out to get you, then this would be the perfect radio station for you. Enjoy some ominous tones, which can barely be described as music.
Actually?
That's what it was when I listened.
Whoa. It's just like, if you feel too happy in life, if you need that extra adrenaline rush, tune in. Yeah, for me, Top 80 FM, where once again, out of the gloom, came the infamous cryptid, The Piano Man. Yeah, I just love the Goldies, you know? Yeah, so with that, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to episode 97. Lisbon, Portugal, the greatest human invention ever made. Concoction even. Settlement. So that's three. That's officially I've done my part. Yeah. You also, they're kind of, when it comes to, I actually forgot to mention, but in Portugal, as I found out through my friend, the Lisbon mayor has quite the TikTok presence. So does the president in terms of memes. Apparently the president shakes anybody's hands so violently that he almost broke the Pope's hand. So that's a thing. Go shake some good arms with that guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you'd like to give us some feedback, you can do the... You can do that on Spotify. You can do that on Instagram privately for me if you'd like as well at 000REDYS000 000000. You can find Henry
fighting bulls fist to fist.
Yeah.
Oh, and probably losing. Or you can wish me condolences on my broken bones at globallylocalfm@gmail.com.
Exactly. And next episode, we will see you in...
In Praia, in Cape Verde.
Exactly. Henry, is that a bull?
Oh, no! I'll get you this time, buddy.
You're on your own there.